Hello and welcome to 6LL's Class Radio Show.
We have been learning about our local area of Yateley with a focus on geography and history.
Did you know that Yateley comes from Yate, meaning gate, and Lee, meaning forest clearing?
No, I didn't know that.
And did you know that Yateley was given the status of a town in January 1975 and it covers an area of 2,722 acres?
I wonder how many people live in Yateley.
In the last census was over 20,000.
Gosh, I thought this was a quiet town.
It's bigger than you think. It includes the settlements of Frogmore and Derby Green.
Wow, that's bigger than I thought.
Hey guys, did you know there are some TV shows being recorded in our local area today? They might teach us some more about the local features or the history of Yateley.
I hear that they're recording a new series of Location, Location, Location. Maybe we might be able to bump into Kirsty and Phil.
I wonder if they will look for a house near my street.
Well then, what are we waiting for? Let's take the show on the road and see if we can find them.
Look, there they are. It's about to start. Let's go and listen.
We're back, once again trying to make property dreams come true.
But as our house hunters push us to new limits,
we'll need to use our powers of persuasion
and a little bit of teamwork if we are to emerge victorious.
This week we are going to have to set out with a couple of house hunters whose search for the rural countryside is proving quite a challenge.
Hampshire is the chosen location of today's couple and it's a very sought after county. It's one of the most affluent counties in the country and is the natural beauty of two national parks. It is also known as the home of the writers Jane Austen and Charles Dickens, as well as the birthplace of Isambard Kingdom Brunel. With so much to offer, it's no wonder today's house hunters are set on Hampshire as a dream location.
Meet Alan and his wife Sue. They have been married for over 30 years and are looking for a stunning house in a quiet location but with good local facilities.
Hi, we've looked at over 25 properties all over Hampshire and aren't having any luck. We know what we want and we are not going to compromise.
Yes, we are very specific. We'd like a quiet location and access to good facilities in an area full of character.
You'll be pleased to know that we have narrowed down our search to three beautiful houses in a small town called Yateley.
Let's hope that one of these properties in this charming town will impress our house hunters this week.
I think we're going to need some advice on Yateley in order to make the right choices for our picky couple.
It's just your lucky day, Phil. I have arranged a meeting with a member of Yateley's Town Council, Jerry, who can tell us all about this rural haven.
Well done, Kirsty. This is just what we needed to start our search.
So, Jerry, what would you say the biggest selling features of Yateley are?
Well, Kirsty, I think Yateley is most well known for its green areas, including Yateley Common, which is home to a wide variety of wildlife. Did you know that in 2011, our district was named the UK's most desirable place to live in, and in 2013, it was rated one of the most attractive postcode areas in England?
You have definitely convinced me, but what do our house hunters think?
That sounds incredible. Think of all the dog walks we can have.
Yes, I can't wait to see the houses.
House number one is situated just off Yateley High Street, near to the stunning St Peter's Church, which was built over 900 years ago. It also has other historic buildings and plenty of shops all within walking distance.
Let's go and take a look.
So what do you think?
I love the house. It's got character and style, but I feel it's not quite enough here. Maybe we should look for a house slightly further away from the high street?
Right then, let's hope we have better luck with house number two.
House number two is located just across from Yateley Green. It has scenic views over the park and the pond is not far from the local schools of Westfield, Juniors and Infants.
Wow, this house is huge. I love being able to look out from my window across the green and see the swans flying across the lake.
I'm just not sure about this road. It seems too busy for us. What about the dogs?
Yes, I know what you mean. We love the views and nature, but maybe we still need to be in an even quieter location.
Right then, on to our wild card house.
Let's hope this one sways these two. For my final choice, I have chosen a house down in a private lane which looks back onto Yateley Common.
What a fantastic idea, Phil. Hopefully this will be the one.
So, Sue and Alan, what do you think?
This house is gorgeous. Look at that driveway.
This house is near to Blackbridge Airport, so you can take long dog walks and watch the planes take off, and there are some incredible trails you can go down, such as towards Castle Bottom with the wild horses.
What do you think, Sue?
I love it. Let's put in an offer.
Well, Kirsty, it looks like our work here is done. Our couple is happy with the house, and the location has lots of facilities in close proximity.
Well done, Phil. Until next time on
Location, Location, Location.
Gosh, that couple were hard to please.
But I'm glad that they found their perfect home in the end.
Yatley really does have so much to offer, with the high street full of amenities and also so beautiful natural areas.
Did you say there was more than one television crew in Yatley today?
Guys, look, they're filming a new series of The Apprentice.
What task could they be doing on The Apprentice linked to Yatley?
Who knows? Let's go over and find out.
Lord Sugar is on the hunt for a brand new business partner.
Ready to fight for his funding are 20 aspiring entrepreneurs.
On the table, £250,000 investment and a 50-50 partnership with Britain's toughest backer.
It's a deal worth fighting for.
20 candidates.
12 tough weeks.
One life-changing opportunity.
Good morning.
Good morning, Lord Sugar.
Welcome to Yatley Town Council. This is a lively and growing town with a mixture of old and new developments. That is exactly what this task is about. Developments.
You are going to come up with ideas to increase the population and business into this town. Your ideas will be pitched in front of Lord Sugar as well as Yatley's Mayor, Tony Spencer.
You will be working in two teams to plan, research and pitch your ideas. Think about the facilities this town already has. Nobody wants too many Greg's Bakeries. I look forward to hearing your final presentation. Remember, don't disappoint or you're fired.
Right then, Team 1, what's the plan? I can't lose this challenge, otherwise I will definitely be in the firing line.
Let's think. What does Yatley already have?
Shops, cafes, food places, lots of nature areas and an airport.
I know what it needs.
A zoo!
A zoo? Are you sure? Do you think that will put Yatley on the map?
Why not? Everyone loves a zoo.
I'm not sure what Lord Sugar would think. Do you really think a zoo is what this town needs?
How about a train station? It could help build transport links and attract commuters to come and live in Yatley.
That's not a bad idea. Maybe they might just be interested in a train station.
Let's go off and plan exactly how this is going to work.
See you later, losing team.
Just ignore them, Team 2. We can come up with a better idea than whatever they have.
Of course we can. With my brains and charm, there's no stopping our team from winning.
Let's start by researching what features Yatley already has.
Who cares? We don't need to research. I know what everybody in the countryside wants. Nature areas, dog walks, ponds and lakes.
I really think we should research before jumping straight into an idea.
I agree. What if Yatley already has a nature area, like a common or a green or something?
I doubt it. It's a good idea and we will win. Just follow me and we will be victorious.
Lord Sugar and Tony Spencer are looking forward to hearing your development ideas.
Remember, this is your chance to make it through to the next week or risk going home.
Right then, let's not waste any more of my time. I'm a busy man.
Yes, sir. Team 1 has come up with the idea of developing Yatley by building a train station.
We feel it will bring more jobs into the area, boost the population, as people who commute into London might consider this is an excellent place to live, and also help to increase transport links.
Now, I must tell you, sir, this team have planned carefully. They carried out their research, thought their ideas through about the implications of this development.
Well done, Team 1. A good idea. Let's see what Yatley's mayor thinks.
What a marvellous idea. I don't know why we haven't considered it before.
Right then, let's hear from Team 2. Team 2, what have you got to offer us?
We have decided that the people of this country town would like a new nature area. They can go on dog walks, see the countryside. We propose a new country park in Yatley, and it could be named Yatley Common.
Do you think I was born yesterday? What sort of an idea is this? Have you completed any research into the facilities of Yateley?
Well, sir, I've been with Team 2 all day and I can tell you that they have not researched the area and have spent their whole entire day colouring posters for their new common.
Oh dear, Yateley already has a common. What were you thinking?
As mayor of this town, I couldn't possibly consider spending money on something we already have.
I have one thing to say about this monstrosity of an idea. You're all fired!
Yes, sir. Sorry, sir.
Gosh, that was intense. It just goes to show that you shouldn't hand in your work without proper research first.
Yateley has changed so much over the past 30 years. It has expanded and developed. I wonder whether a train station could one day be a real possibility.
Who knows?
Look, who's that? It can't be another television crew. How many shows can be recorded in one small town all on the same day?
Let's go and take a look.
Who are the Mythbusters?
In this episode of Mythbusters, get ready to dispel the legend of highwaymen and explore links with explosive gunpowder plot.
Today's show is set in the town of Yateley, within which the mysterious myths will be busted.
From gunpowder plots to stand and deliver the highwaymen, these are the little known details behind Hearts, Hidlick, Yateley.
So what is Yateley linked to the gunpowder plot?
Well, Jamie, it was thought that in the early 17th century, Monteagle Farm was one of the properties of the discoverer of the gunpowder plot, Lord Monteagle. A tradition has grown up that some of the first plans for the plot were put together there. Some roads around Monteagle Park have even been named after the characters in the gunpowder plot.
My goodness, linked to the gunpowder plot? Who would have thought it? And how is Yateley connected to the highwayman?
Well, legend has it that Yateley was a coaching hub between London and Reading, and myth surrounds a curate, Parson Darby, being a highwayman who used the Reading Road to rob carriages. It is said that Darby Green was named after him, and the beast of Yateley's Morrisman is a wooden horse wearing a highwayman's disguise in memory of Parsons Darby.
I think we are going to need some help sorting through these mysterious myths.
I agree. I have enlisted the help of one of the members of Yateley Historical Society, Peter.
Hi, Peter. So what is the truth behind these dramatic tales?
Well, let's start with the link to the gunpowder plot. After much research, it appears that Lord Monteagle received the anonymous letter about the gunpowder plot whilst he was living in Hoxton, near to the City of London. So although it is an intriguing tale, it appears to be just that, a tale.
What a shame, Jamie. I was hoping that the myth was going to have some truth in it.
What about the legend of the highwayman? Is there any truth in our second myth?
Unfortunately not. Research has revealed that there was a reverend in 1810, but this name was Joseph, not Parsons Darby, and he definitely wasn't executed for being a highwayman.
So there you have it. Two myths surrounding one town, both busted.
See you next time when we will be busting out the truth of some more of the country myths.
I can't believe that. Yateley could have been linked to the highwayman or the gunpowder plot. That's so cool.
You do know that they are both myths.
Yeah, I know, but it's still cool.
We have learned so much about Yateley. This town on the edge of Hampshire is bursting with nature, lots of amenities, and also intriguing local myths.
We're going to leave you with our local area wrap.
Until next time, thank you for listening to Six Lils Radio Show.
Come to Cafe 46. Waitrose also sells Weetabix. There's also a park called Yateley Green. Everyone in Yateley is very keen. It's just all around very clean. Now let's change the amazing beat. And at Greg's you can get a yummy treat. You can come to the White Lion and dine, and it also sells the most finest wine. You can also come to KFC and buy two hot wings for 99p. Now let's talk about the other shops. Colts, Barbers, can't even in them all. There's also a team for football. Next up is James. He's going to put some flames. Ready, steady, go. Bye.
Let's talk about the schools that are really cool. You know where to come because of Westwood School. All the schools have an advanced curriculum and you already know the teacher will stick to them. Every school has a friendly head teacher and you already know that's a good feature. I'll give you a clue. It will stick like glue. You're supposed to be smart. That is true. The schools in Yateley is a big list. Come on, you can't resist.
The next verse is about some housing. Be sure to go on Romans to do some browsing. You can get detached houses really cheap, but the quantity equals a massive heap. Your home road will be jam-packed. It's a good bargain, that's a fact. Now you're in a good house, thank me later. Now your family with something greater.
Yeah, it's stuck on the green. It'll always be very clean, and the singles will even make scene in a good way. There's something in May, it's a fair, and when you play the games, you'll win a teddy bear. And when it's May, you'll have a very fun day, and you won't be able to wait for the next May, and it'll make your Wednesday. Now it's time for the circus. It's really fun. You can eat some British buns. You'll have fun. And then after it, you can't wait to run back the next day.